Hello and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Parochial Vicar, Associate Director of the Catholic Community at Stanford University. The readings are from the 22nd Sunday of Ordinary Time, Cycle C.
As of 6 p.m. last night, I have presided over four weddings here at Memorial Church, right there. And at most weddings, as most of us can attest to, it's pretty evident who the most important people in the couple's lives are. The best man is usually the best friend or a brother. The maid of honor is usually the best friend of the bride or the favorite sister. Mom and dad are always in the front pew, front and center for everyone to see, probably the only time in the church's life where people actually want to sit in the first row. And the wedding party itself is meticulously negotiated, like a game of chess, to make sure that this person is honored and this person isn't discounted. And a person's relationship to the bride and groom are oftentimes perfectly linked to how they are ranked, not only in the wedding party, not only in the guests that are in the nave, but at the reception as well. In today's gospel, Jesus talks about how friends are ranked at a wedding banquet. The wedding banquet is more or less the setting of today's gospel. And in this teaching, Jesus asks us a very interesting question. What does it mean to be a friend? What does it mean to be a person's friend? When you befriend someone, what does it actually mean? What does it say about you? What does it say about them? What happens, what does it mean when we befriend another person? What do we get out of when we befriend another person? I mean, sure, within a matter of 24 hours, some people may find out I have a Facebook account and want to befriend me because they think, I'm a devout Catholic. It's good to have a couple priests on my friends list. Fine. It's happened. It's probably going to happen within the next 24 hours. I'll tell you next week. A pre-med might want to know tons and tons of people, tons of other pre-meds and their professors to figure out what the good medical schools are and how to get into those really good labs that get tons of money here on campus. A poli-sci major might want to buddy up with a few friends from the law school in order to get a few good recommendations down the road. Fine. That makes perfect sense. But what do we get out of it? What do we get out of it? What are we saying when we have this person or that as our friend? I mean, one of the friars over at St. Albert's, he just boasted on his Facebook account as a status that he has 1,000 friends on Facebook. What does that mean? I think he's neurotic, but that's beside the point. Are we friends with people simply because we are getting something out of it? Befriend guys from this frat because of the better parties. Befriend this professor because he gets all the money into the lab. Befriend that guy because he's closely linked to the law school. Are we friends with people simply because we can get something out of them? Or are we friends with people because these are the people we simply love? Most of us, I can say, especially those within this sacred chamber, I can say that the friends that they have are people that they actually truly love. It's not because of having them gives us a higher social status. It's because you and your friends, honestly and sincerely, are of one heart and of one mind. We are friends with our friends because we love them. Now, at the end of today's gospel, Jesus tells the host Pharisee, and us, something that's terribly shocking. When you hold a dinner party, invite the lame, the blind, the stupid, the socially inept, those who cannot pay you back, and then the kingdom of heaven is yours. The blind, the lame, the cripple, the poor of today's gospel is not someone that we know in an esoteric sense, But in a sense, in a very real way, those people are us. At least spiritually. We are those who are spiritually blind to the ways of the Savior. We are the ones who are crippled because of our sinfulness. We are the ones poor in the spirit. We are the ones that Jesus invites to the table of plenty every single time we go to Mass so we can receive the pearl great price, the Eucharist itself. We are those. And Jesus knows full well that we cannot pay him back for anything that he has given us. Anything from our wonderful family, everything from our wonderful friends. We cannot thank God enough for giving us this place of San Mateo and Santa Clara counties, having a place to sleep, having food on our plates, having clothes on our back, insurance for all our possessions. Not to mention living and dying so the Son of God can teach us how to live and how to die. We who are the spiritually decrepit cannot thank God enough for all of his gifts. Yet, strangely, perhaps foolishly, he still calls us his friends. And not friends that can provide him with gain, prestige, and honor, but friends that can do little else than provide Jesus with love. The Lord loves us. He loves us beyond our imagining, beyond all our vision. He constantly gives us graces and gifts, not so that we can pay him back, but because he loves us for all who we are, because of what and who we are. The greatest gift, of course, will soon sit upon this altar. The Eucharist, the gift above all gifts, is the one thing that will transform us, the one thing that will make us Christ for the world in a very mysterious, but a very true way. At the Last Supper, Jesus called us his friends. He didn't bring us into this intimate relationship because he had something to gain. Jesus needed nothing, yet he still called us his friends. He had nothing to gain out of doing that. It wasn't our intelligence, it wasn't our charisma, it wasn't our great math skills that made Jesus desire our friendship. He loved us because of who we are. So as we approach the altar of plenty then, let us find ourselves ever thankful for this present of God's friendship. So when we finally see the great friend face to face in the heavenly banquet, he will gladly say to us, "Friend, move up higher."
Thank you for listening to the Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please call at 650-725-0080. Please visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union at the Center for Interreligious Community, Learning, and Experiences, or mail us at Catholic Community at Stanford, P.O. Box 20301. Stanford, California, 94309. This is Father Isaiah M. Milano, OP, Associate Director, Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Until next time, God bless you.